Skyboat Media presents Checkmate Run by Alan Alexander. This book is read by Stefan Rudnitsky. To my wife, my love, my strength, my inspiration, and my toughest critic. To our son, my closest friend, my brother, and my confidant. To our two grandchildren, the indisputable reason for this story to see the light of day. It is important that we know where we come from, because if you do not know where you come from, then you don't know where you are. And if you don't know where you are, then you don't know where you're going. And if you don't know where you're probably going wrong. Terry Pratchett. Preface. Why now? Plainly speaking, it is just the right time. We were driving home from Jacob's Shorecrest Preparatory School graduation, and nothing could wipe the smile off my face. My wife caught me by surprise when she squeezed my hand. I looked at her. She was smiling as well, full of pride and joy for our grandson, who just had graduated as a member of National Honor Society, the same way his sister Leah had graduated 3 years ago. "I am so proud of our little boy," she said. "He's not a little boy anymore," I replied. "Hard to imagine that our young man will be moving to Columbus to attend Ohio State in a couple of months. Time flies." "Time flies," she echoed. "Ohio State University, class of 2018. Leah will be graduating from the Ohio State next year. Can you believe it? Wow." "By all means." Everything felt right, and my story was ripe to come out. I tried to start writing it a few years ago, starting and stopping on numerous occasions, again and again tying bits and pieces together, trying to create and recreate some characters, places, and situations that existed in my life. Or maybe just in my imagination. Time and again it seemed almost implausible to separate my dream from reality, to the point where the lines began to blur and mix so thoroughly even I couldn't tell the difference. Reality started to feel like a dream in which we currently exist. Or maybe it became reality from a dream cherished and nurtured so tenderly that it did indeed materialize somehow. What is this story about? It's the story of our struggle to escape.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?